Lives of the companions of the Allah Lives of the companions of the Allah
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear respected viewers of the nation, we once again welcome you in our program, Lives of the Companions. And today, inshallah, in specific, we'll be talking about Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala. Great personality, subhanallah, and so much to learn about this great Sahabi Rasul, a great personality amongst Ahlul Bayt. We will be talking about the Sida of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. And today, be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, we'll be learning. And we've been instructed in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that teach the love of my Ahlul Bayt to your children. I would encourage if you could ask your children to come and sit in front of TV screen. Let's listen to the dhikr of Ahlul Bayt. Dhikr of Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala and in specific today in this episode of Lives of the Companions. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Before we proceed towards our topic, inshallah, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Da'wat Barakatuhul Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions. As we are presenting this program, we make this intention, inshallah. We'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inshallah.
You can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. As many good intentions as possible you can add, the higher the reward you can easily attain. Respected brothers, today, alhamdulillah, joins me, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Brother Hassan Ali Sastar Attari. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Hassan bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Hazan bhai, how are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. Mashallah. Your name is Hassan. Yes, and inshallah, yes. Today we'll be talking about Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala. MashaAllah. I'm sure that we are privileged and we are blessed and definitely excited to do the dhikr of Ahlul Bayt. And in specific, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. In the start, if you could please introduce this great Sahabi Rasul amongst Ahlul Bayt, the grandson of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, eldest son of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra and Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha radiyallahu ta'ala and elder son, could you please shed some light about the brief introduction?
Hazan bhai, like you mentioned, he was Hazrat Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala. He was a great personality and this great personality was born on 15th of Ramadan Mubarak,
okay,
in 3rd Hijri, and his blessed name was Hassan and his kunya was Abu Muhammad. And his titles are Taqi, Sayyid, Sibti Rasul, and Sibti Akbar. And he's also known as the Flower of Rasul. And his birth was, it's mentioned that even before his birth, there was, you know, the good news came to the paternal aunt of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Sayyidina Umul Fadl, who was the paternal aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she saw a dream, and the dream she actually presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I saw a dream, and she presented this word that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a part of your blessed body came to my home. So listening to it, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you have very good dream. You have a good dream that Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha will give a birth to a son, and you will breastfeed him. So when Sayyidina Fatima to Zahra gave birth to Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Umul Fadl, she breastfed him. So that was the, you know, the the great personality, that even before his birth, there was a good news were coming
given by Rasulullah himself, mashallah. Beautiful. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about the eldest son of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada. Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, subhanallah. And we are talking about these great personalities who have graced this face of earth, mashallah. And what can you talk about the personality whose grand father is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, right? The messenger of Allah himself, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. And then father is none other than Ali al-Murtada, Shere Khuda, line of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and subhanallah, Khatun al-Jannat, subhanallah, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala, and ha, if these are the parents, Allahu Akbar, then what can you talk about the blessing of such great children like Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein Hassanani Karimain. Now, this is what I would like to just mention here, adding to what you have just already mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he himself named Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an. And it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he was given the good news that Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu an has been born, then Rasulullah alayhi sallam came and said, Asma, bring my son to me. Subhanallah. Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah, she brought Imam Hassan radiyallahu an in one piece of cloth, wrapped in one piece of cloth. And then she presented in the court of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Now Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, he himself gave adhan in his right ear and then in his left, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said takbir. And then Sayyidina Mawla Ali Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajahu al-kareem, he was inquired that what have you named, what name you have given to your son? He radiyallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, how could it be possible that I could have stepped ahead and without your izn and ijazah and your permission, I could do that. But if you have asked, then my thought and thinking is that we can name him Harb, right? And then again said, the rest is upon you. You are Mukhtar and the authority is with you, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam named him Hassan.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So this beautiful name, which was not given to anyone in Arab, this name existed, but this was not named to anyone before. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam named him Hassan.
Subhanallah.
Now, in one narration, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam waited, right? Until with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he came in the court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajahu al-kareem, right? He has the closeness in proximity in your court the way Sayyidina Harun ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had with Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, that closeness and that proximity he had. The same is with you to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajahu al-kareem. And then Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked from him the name and said Shabba. And then said Jibreel, what is the meaning in the lughat of Arab? The meaning of Shabba. Then it was said Hassan. Then he was named as Hassan. So in another narration we come to know that this name came from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, he suggested and then this name was given. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam named Hazrat Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala with this name. What a great honor, what a great prestige, what a great privilege Allahu Akbar. These great personalities had likes of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein, who are known as Hassanani Karimain. Hassan Bhai, what else would you like to share in this regard in the early life of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala? Because in specific, we are talking about the eldest son, Prince Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu
ta'ala. As well, like you mentioned, the beautiful, mashallah, story. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved a lot to the
Hassanani
Karimain, and especially to Hazrat Imam Hassan, like we're mentioning today.
Specifically.
Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Imam Hassan resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else.
Subhan.
So he used to be resembled to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else.
Subhan.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a deep affection and love for Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mustafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He would come out of the house carrying Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mustafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his arms, in his blessed shoulders, in his blessed arms at some times. And sometime he come to the home of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anhu in order to see and to give him that affection and love. Especially he used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Imam Hassan also developed very close attachment to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he offered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered salah, that Sayyidina Imam Hassan sometime sat on the blessed back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once carrying Sayyidina Imam Hassan on his blessed shoulder, and then a person said, "O son, you are riding on something very good." And the Prophet said, "The rider is also very good."
Subhanallah.
So this was the love and the affection, you know, the Prophet has with Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the Imam Hassan has that love with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well.
Mashallah, beautiful. Hassan, we'll continue. We've got one segment to include in our program, Respected Views of Qadri Sharif. Let's take one segment in our program, and that is message from a scholar. Let's find out what message is there for you, for me, and for all of us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
Never ever oppress anyone in your life. Don't get anyone's curse. I'm just going to conclude my speech on this final note, that is, if anyone feels that I'm losing a winning match, everything was going smooth, business was going good, family was good, health was all fine, everything was going very well, but gradually things are getting worse. All of a sudden, health is disturbed, family is also disturbed, right? Business is also getting down, things are not right. When you feel that you're losing, then do check. Maybe you've been cursed by someone. Yes. Oppressed is weak, but his call reaches to the heavens. If he raised his hands, no one could stop you from destruction. Be the one who takes prayers, not curse. Do such works that you don't have to say for prayer. People start praying for you. Oh Allah, he looks after me. You help him too. Yes, try and live such life. You'll be remembered even after your death. But today the one has power, he thinks that I've got guards, I've got links, I've got sources. No one can harm me. But fear Allah Azza wa Jal. If He held you accountable, do remember, you won't be able to do anything.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Respect views of Madani Shaykh, it was an English dubbed clip. And Haji Abdul Hamid Attari, clip it was, it was English dubbed. And the message was that if a person who is oppressed, when he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is heard. So we should be very much careful. Whenever we see any problem is happening, and all of a sudden things are getting disturbed, we should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should find out if we have not hurt someone's feeling, if we have not oppressed someone, if we have not snatched someone's right, if we have not violated someone's right. And this is very important. And then, inshallah, azawajal, when we repent and when we fulfill others' rights, it is possible that those problems, afflictions, whatever we are facing, that could be removed. But remember, the one who oppresses somebody And the one who is oppressed, when he makes dua, the oppressor should always have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because his dua is heard. His dua is heard. And if the mother of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes straight there, then that person who was oppressed, the oppressor will be destroyed. So this is very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Ameen, bijahin, nabil, ameen. Respected viewers, today we are talking about Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala an, the eldest son of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hassan bhai, before going towards the break, we're talking about these great Hassanani Kareemani, and specific again we are talking about Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an. There are many fada'il in terms of their excellences. I've got few ahadith, inshallah, I would like to mention. It is mentioned in Bukhari, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said that Hassan and Hussein are my two flowers of the world, on this world. Allah. So that's how Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam loved them, both of them, both Hassan and Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Now, another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn sayyida shababi ahli al-Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned that Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. They are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. So this is the honor, this is the privilege Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam given to them, that they are the leaders of the youth of paradise. And then this hadith was mentioned in Ibn Majah. And when we talk about further, the subhanallah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's grandchildren, how much Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam loved them, it has been mentioned, man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani, meaning whoever loved them, meaning Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala, they loved me, and whoever had hatred for them, animosity for them, they had animosity for me. Allahu Akbar. So, respective views of Madani Shaykh, this hadith is also mentioned in Ibn Majah. Now, the criteria, Hassan bhai, has been set.
Yes. Right?
This is the standard, the mi'ar that has been established. That if we need the love of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, right, we need to love Ahlul Bayt. We need to love Sahaba Ikram, right? We need to love, in specific, subhanAllah, this hadith is there regarding Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And so if we love them, that means the love of Rasulullah alayhi salam is there in our heart. If someone wants to judge that I am an Ashik Rasul, we claim that we are Ushaqad Rasul, we are lovers of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, we are devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, how can we judge? This judgment can easily be judged, right? The standard, the yardstick is easily can be understood by this test, that how much love do we have for Hassan and Kareemain? How much love do we have for Hassan radiallahu anhu and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala? If we've got their love in our heart, the more we have got, the more love for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam we'll have. And the more love for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam will we have, that means the more love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will have. Sure. Isn't the love of Rasulullah salatu wasalam is the actual love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Isn't it? Because he is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we learn from this very hadith that if somebody has got animosity, any hatred, any boz for Hassanani Kareemain, for Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, or Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, that means that person has got boz with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Astaghfirullah. The animosity for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam means that, Allahu Akbar, then destruction is there, isn't it? For eternal destruction that can come. Because the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the essence of our iman.
Yes.
And definitely this is the sign of eternal salvation.
Yes,
and that is there. So in nutshell, we can to know that the more we love Ahlul Bayt, the more we love, yes, in specific Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and inshallah the more love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will be had, inshallah.
Definitely regarding Bazamalik mentioning about the love of the Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, that there's the Sahaba mentioned that as well, that it says that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, whenever he said that, whenever I saw Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, my tears welled up in my eyes.
Mm.
And he mentioned that one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw me in a masjid, and then he hold my hand,
mm-hmm.
and then take me. So I accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
and
he did not talk me until we reached the marketplace, and then we returned. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back, he said that, "Where is the little child?
Mm.
And bring him to me." So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala stated that I saw that the Imam Hassan came and sat on the blessed lap of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the greatest and the noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inserted his blessed tongue into the mouth of the Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and said three times, that like you mentioning about the love that he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Allah, I love him. So you also love him as well, the one who loves him."
Subhanallah.
So this was the Prophet ﷺ saying that, "Oh Allah, I love him, so you love him as well, the one who loves him." Subhanallah.
So
this was the Prophet ﷺ has set up the criteria that
this dua,
and the dua as well to the Allah Azza wa Jalla as well, that I love him.
Yeah. You also love him.
You love also love him. The one who loves
the more we love Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, inshallah, this will lead towards the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Because dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is accepted, inshallah. Azza wa Jalla.
Inshallah.
If we want to claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, another shortcut is there, isn't it? Another way forward is there. Another, subhanAllah, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us the love of Ahlul Bayt, the love of Imam Hassan, and love of Imam Hussein is the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, as you mentioned, this very narration, the dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah, leads towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely that person will be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who loves Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, loves Ahlul Bayt. Love Sahaba Ikram Ali ibn Ridwan. Respected viewers of Pernation, today we are talking about Imam Hassan Mustafa radiallahu ta'ala and subhanAllah. And inshallah, we'll continue on this very topic, but now it's time to include one segment in our program. And that segment is Words of Wisdom. Let's include that segment, Words of Wisdom. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu
anhum. Respected viewers of Madani Shan, today the words of wisdom which we have selected for this very program is advantage of having aversion to the world. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala and said, when one becomes averse to the world, meaning worldly pleasures, his heart becomes illuminated with wisdom and his body parts become helpful for him to perform the acts of worship. And this is mentioned in Minhaj al-Abidin. Allahu Akbar. This is a beautiful piece of advice, Asanbhai, that if we do not have the love of this dunya in our heart, right, if we try to remain away from the love of dunya,
yeah,
it doesn't come in our heart, then what will happen? We will feel the sweetness of our iman. We will feel the sweetness of ibadah. We will feel the sweetness of worship. And it will help us to perform good acts and good worships. But if the love of this dunya comes in our heart, then what will happen? Maybe it could be the other way around, isn't it?
Yes.
Then we will be indulged in the love of this dunya, and that could lead us towards sins, and that could lead us towards laziness, and then we could end up leaving the fara'id and wajibat and sunan and mustahabbat, and we will not, having that yearning to perform good deeds. There are people you could have seen that they say that I don't feel like enjoying, when it comes to do ibadah.
Yeah.
The reason is, it is just a very good example of ulama have given. When a person is ill, right, the food is in front of him, the same very food which he normally loves, yeah, it's very tasty, very nice, and that is one of his favorite foods, is in front of him, but he is ill. When he puts one morsel in his mouth, he doesn't like
it. Feel taste.
He doesn't feel taste. It doesn't feel exactly as tasty as it used to, or it normally feels. So it is not the fault of that food. It is the fault of that sickness or illness which is causing this taste, which is not there in actual fact because of the illness. Likewise, when our heart gets diseased, so we do not enjoy doing good deeds, right? And then we indulge in so many sins. So the beautiful advice, piece of advice from this words of wisdom, what we have learned today, that we should have aversion from this world, the love of this world when it comes to the world, the love of this dunya should not come in our heart. The world is around us, dunya is around us, that's fine, but the love of this dunya shouldn't come in our heart, because the heart should be purely for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of Ahlul Bayt, love of Sahaba al-Kiram, love of Awliya al-Kiram. Respectful of Madinah, today we are talking about Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala, and inshallah we'll continue. Dear Sinbai, anything else would you like to share with viewers of Madinah Shell with regards to the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala? When you before talk about that he resembled with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was Shabihi Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, and no one resembled more than Sayyidina Imam Hassan Paak radiallahu ta'ala. And but ulama they've also written he was not only like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam apparently, right, but in his character. He resembled with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. In his generosity, he resembled with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. In forgiving others, he remembered with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? In knowledge, in hikmah, in wisdom, in so many other attributes of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, they were taken as an inheritance from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. And not only the apparent resemblance was there, but subhanallah, the resemblance of the character of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, blessed seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam, would reflect absolutely in this personality of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. Any example would you like to share from that?
There's so many different examples regarding his generosity, his forgiving, his worship as well. And also there's one more very the fazail of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala, that the Hassanani Kriman, they are the sardars, the chiefs of the youth of
in paradise.
But also he mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that he's the chief in other hadith and Mubarakah regarding the world as well, that the Sayyid. So it says that there was a Tabi saint, that Sayyidina Abu Sayyid rahmatullah ta'ala, he stated that we were sitting with Sayyidina Abu Huraira, and Sayyiduna Imam Hassan also came there and said salam to us. So we replied to the salam, but Sayyiduna Abu Huraira did not notice it, that the salam, that the Sayyiduna Imam Hassan came and then he said salam. He didn't notice that. So when we respectfully said, "Oh Abu Huraira, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala has said salam to us." So he immediately paid attention to Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and said, "Wa alaykum salam ya Sayyidi." That is, "O my chief, may salam be upon you also."
Right.
"I have heard that the beloved and the blessed Nabi said that the Hassan is indeed Sayyid, that is the chief."
Subhanallah.
And it is also mentioned that by another narration that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that Asad the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on a member.
Right.
And the Hazrat Hassan was also sitting next to him. So sometime the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pay attention to the people, and at times he looked towards Imam Hassan, and he said that the son of mine is Sayyid, that means the chief, and Allah will make him achieve reconciliation between two large groups of the Muslims.
Subhanallah.
So after this mentioning that they obviously there is
prediction
he mentioned the future. About the future as well. And also that prediction did come true as well. And
there was the miracle of the, is also proven from that.
That's right. And there was the miracle of the Prophet ﷺ that he given the news, you know, the of the unseen. And the, obviously, I'd like to mention that incident as well. Yeah. That when the leaders, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Ayyul Murtada, the Lion of Allah, was martyred, that Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba assumed the Khilafat.
Okay.
And the people of Kufa pledged allegiance to him, done a bayat to him.
Okay.
So having stayed there for a period of time, he delegated the responsibility of the Khilafat to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, subject to certain conditions.
Okay.
So Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu accepted all the conditions, and hence reconciliation was achieved between them.
Subhanallah.
So this reconciliation was a miracle of the Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that the Allah will make this son of mine achieve the reconciliation between two large groups of the Muslims.
Of believers, yeah.
Subhanallah. This was the, you know, the great
honor,
the privilege the Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala had.
Beautiful point, Hassan bhai, mashallah, you mentioned. Respected viewers of my nation, we are learning about that Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam himself said that my son is Sayyid, Sardar, leader, subhanAllah. So what else is left? Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam himself mentioned. And then this prophecy was given, this future news of unseen and knowledge of ghaib was given by Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, that this son of mine, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, will become a cause of reconciliation between the two large groups of believers. And that's what exactly happened. And Hassan bhai, that Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam has also said that 30 years would be the Khilafat al-Ashira. And
right,
if we do not include the 6 months of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, then the 30 years do not complete.
That's right.
So he is the fifth one who is also included as in Khilafat al-Ashira. And then when he had given the sacrifice of throne and the crown, right, and he had given the responsibility of the Khilafat, the responsibility that he gave the
Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah.
Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and this reconciliation was made, right?
Yeah.
Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and this sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants such people sometimes in this dunya, but definitely whoever makes sacrifice in any way, form or shape, ulama they've written that they are granted the blessings sometimes in this dunya. Reward is also granted, and hereafter is for sure, definitely.
Yes.
So it is mentioned that what honor and privilege was given to Sayyidina Imam Hassan Paak radiallahu ta'ala, that Imam Mahdi will come in his generation.
Yes.
He will be in his progeny, he will come radiallahu ta'ala. Okay. Now what will happen? His Khilafat would be what kind of Khilafat of Sayyidina Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu would be, or rahmatullahi ta'ala, they would be, that the entire world, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, where there will be the Islam, it will prevail. And this will be the honor which was given in this world to Sayyidina Imam Hassan Paak radiallahu ta'ala. Respected viewers of Fadhil Hilal, today we are talking about a Sahabi Rasul. Today we are talking about a great prince. We are talking about a great personality. Subhanallah, grandson of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, elder son, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Paak radiyallahu ta'ala. And inshallah, we'll continue talking about this beautiful personality. Let's include one segment, which is, did you know? Let's find out, did you know or not? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiyallahu anhum.
We've got a few questions. Hassan bhai, in our program, we've got a segment in which we ask questions each other. And one question you will ask from me, I will answer. And inshallah, one I'll ask you and you will answer. The idea behind it is that we can change a topic a little, and then inshallah, the interest remains intact. And viewers can also learn something, and we can all increase our knowledge. The very first question I would like to ask you, which tribe did the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam belong to?
Our beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam belonged to a famous and respectable tribe of Arab known as Quraysh.
Quraysh, very famous, mashallah. Yeah. Your turn.
This next question to you, Rizwan Bhai.
Mm-hmm.
Which Nabi's descendant is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Again, very famous, subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is descendant of Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Another question for you: how many forefathers are there between our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam?
There are 22 forefathers between our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam.
Very informative, mashallah.
How many uncles did our noble Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have?
Our noble Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 12 uncles. Maybe many people would have known this first time, isn't it? Did all the uncles of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam embrace Islam?
No, only two of the 12 uncles of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced Islam. The names of those uncles who embraced Islam are Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala and Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala.
MashaAllah. So these were a few questions respecting those of family children. Today we are talking about Sayyidina Imam Hassan Baq radiyallahu ta'ala and Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala. Ji, Hassan Baq, what would you like to share with viewers of Madin Shell regarding this great personality? Any other feature from his character in terms of his ibadah would you like to share? His worship, how he used to worship Allah, anything you'd like to mention?
I'd like to mention about his generosity first, before we go to the worship. It says there's different parables written, and one of them, which is mashallah, is beautiful. That once somebody came to the court of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and requested him something, and it was written request. And without reading the request, that Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, he said, your need will be fulfilled. So somebody said that grandson of Rasul, was not it better to read the request before replying? That you should have read the request, then you can have replied. And he said, subhanAllah, he said beautifully, he said that he would have to stand in front of me in humiliation for as long as I would read the request. So if Allah has asked me, why did you humiliate the needy person by making him stand in front of you for a while? So that what reply would have given? SubhanAllah. You can see that, like, even in these days as well, like, if someone's bring a request to you, you normally read it to see what is in it, that will be able to fulfill it or not.
Allah.
But look at the generosity of Sayyidina Imam Hassan, that he didn't even read it.
Allah.
And then he just said, your need will be fulfilled.
Allah. I would like to also share about the generosity of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. It is mentioned that once Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and he heard a person making dua, or he heard that sound that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me 10,000 dirahim.
Yes.
He was making dua and he heard that dua. Allah, but he radiallahu ta'ala and went to his house and he sent 10,000 dirahim.
SubhanAllah.
That person's dua was accepted and subhanAllah, he got 10,000. It's easy to say, right?
Yes.
Let's say 10,000 pounds of this currency this day and age, or even today, 10,000 dirahim, right? It is quite a worth of money. And when we give in charity, many of us, we know that what is our state of our heart when we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Even on Jum'ah Salah, right, we put our hands into our pockets and we try to find if the smallest coin can come in our hand and then we can give. Unfortunately, that should not be the case. And when we go out and we spend out on ourselves or with our friends or with family, we don't even think twice to spend hundreds of pounds, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when it comes to giving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't know what happens to us. We don't seem to be that generous as we should be. But this personality, like of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and demands, and the seerah demands that if we love them, then we should follow their seerah. And their seerah is, subhanAllah, 10,000 dirahim. Just he heard that a person was making dua and he thought that he is in need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard his dua through him, but it was his generosity. He went home and he brought and he sent this money to that person. And other place, like this is also mentioned that one person, he came in the court of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, and then he mentioned, complained about his destitution and he being in very poor poverty. He radiallahu ta'ala an gave him 100,000 dirham. Allahu Akbar. 100,000. It's a lot of
money. That's a lot of money, yeah. It's easy to say 100,000.
Yeah, but difficult but giving, to give when it comes to giving the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A lot of people, like we go to the people for asking for money, donation, and sometimes they make intention. In some fundraising events as well, that I'll pay this much.
First of all, they don't make intention. When they make intention, when it comes to fulfill their intention.
That's right, yeah. We have to chase so many times sometimes. Yeah. And then sometimes they come up, no, sorry, I can only give you this much.
Yeah.
But look at the, Imam Hassan, he's given 100,000 dirhams, subhanAllah.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, following the footsteps of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, we should also be generous. We should also give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are aware that what a wonderful, great works Dawat Islam is doing across the globe. In the UK, mashallah, the madaris, the jami'at, serving the religion of the deen of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the serving Quran, the teaching Quran, subhanAllah, Madani Channel, and so many different various departments. What a wonderful work Dawat Islam is doing. And that is done through your donations, that is done through your help. You should come forward, you should give as much as you can in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and if you love Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, if you love Ahlul Bayt, if you love Sahaba Kiram, their sila demands from us that we should also follow their footsteps. And Hassan Bhai, as in this day and age, definitely the way Dawat Islam is progressing, the works Dawat Islam is doing, mashallah, the services Dawat Islam is providing to the Ummah, Allahu Akbar, and it is not hidden, it's an open book, and people know, alhamdulillah, what a great work Dawat Islam is doing. But definitely it needs fuel, isn't it? It needs definitely a lot of huge amount of funds. So we encourage you, if you can set up direct debits, if you can set up standing orders, a small amount every month, if it can come out from your bank account, and that can go towards the subhanAllah sadaqatul jariya, or for your hereafter, that money what you will be giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah azza wa jal, that will be saved in your savings account of the hereafter.
It's only like mentioning standing orders. Obviously, most of them have a standing order set up for phone bills, standing order set up for electricity bill, gas bill, the things they have a standing order set up. But is there any standing order we have set up which will be benefit us in the hereafter?
Sure, we should ask for ourselves.
So we ask for, which will be a sadaqah jariyah for us. So we can set up that standing order. We can set up standing order for Madni Channel. We can set up a standing order for Dawat Islami. And then that standing order could be any amount. Any amount, like you said, for other standing orders.
£100, £50, £25, whatever you can afford.
Yeah.
Once in a month, you can give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And the beauty will be, it will be automatically debited from your bank.
Yeah.
And then you will be getting a reward for that.
You won't miss giving sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely, there should be one direct debit. There should be one standing order, where there are so many other going out of our accounts. One should be going from our account. But inshallah, that should be going towards the savings account of the hereafter. I hope those that are listening, they would think about it. They would contact their local responsible brothers of Dawat Islam, inshallah, those that know them. And inshallah, they'll be guided. How can they do that? And what are the account details of Dawat Islam's account? And inshallah, you can do that. Finally, we'll include one segment in our program. And that is the daily hadith, inshallah. And then we'll come back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
Today, people rate those who are philanthropists very highly. Those who donate towards good causes, the charitable people. And often, the philanthropists are those who are very wealthy and affluent as well. But the deen of Islam is so beautiful that you don't have to be a millionaire to be considered sakhi, generous. if you give something, even though you yourself need it, or if you have less wealth, or you're not in a position to give a large amount of it, but you give some of it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're considered a generous person. If you've got a habit of giving like this in the way of Allah. In fact, some of the most generous people you will find amongst the Muslims are those who have strong iman. They're not millionaires, but alhamdulillah, they know the rewards of giving in the way of Allah. They know the rewards of generosity. They read that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous. The Prophet alaihi wasallam didn't live a life of luxury. He could have, but he would give everything he had in the way of Allah. He would distribute it amongst people. And remember, being generous is a praiseworthy quality. All humans praise this quality. But Allah Ta'ala loves this quality so much that you gain His proximity when you are generous. Let's listen to a hadith. This is in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet alayhi salam said, As-sakhiyu qareebun min Allahi, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nas. That the sakhi, the generous person, is close to Allah, close to Jannah, and he's close to the people. Ba'idun min al-nar. And he is distanced from the fire of hell. Wal-bakhilu. And as for the opposite, the bakhil, the stingy person, ba'idun min Allah, he's distant from Allah. Ba'idun min al-jannah, he's distant from paradise. Ba'idun min al-nas, he's distant from the people. The people don't really like him as well. Qareebun min al-nar, and he's close to the hellfire. Wala jahilun sakhiyun ahabbu ila Allah min 'abidin bakhilin. Allahu Akbar. Look at these words. The Prophet alayhi salam said, a sakhi, a generous person who is jahil, he's ignorant, is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than an abid, a person who constantly worships, but at the same time he is stingy. He is a bakhil. Allahu Akbar. So if Allah has granted us, whether it's little or a lot, try and give wholeheartedly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many worldly benefits, but you just heard the benefits in the akhirah as well. People will love you in the world. Allah ta'ala will grant you His qurba. You'll be close to Jannah and distance from the fire of hell. May Allah give us tawfiq to be generous.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu
anhum. MashaAllah, beautiful message. We will listen. Respected Rizal Fadanishan, today we are talking about Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. Hassan, like you said about the forgiveness, this attribute of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. An example from his life.
Once Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba was having a meal, eating with some guests.
Right.
So a slave was bringing a hot bowl of soup. Bowl of soup to serve on the dining mat.
Right.
So when the became close to the slave, he dropped that bowl of soup from his hand, and the drops of the soup splashed into hands of the Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu. So the slave was got like frightened.
Yeah.
And like he was a frightened, he said in a shaky voice of the 134 ayah of Surah Al-Imran, the translation, and who restrain anger and forgive people.
Subhanallah.
And what Imam done is that he said, I have forgiven you.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Then the slave then recited the last part of the same ayah, and remember, the righteous people are the beloved of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So the Imam said, I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah.
Allah.
Subhanallah. See that, you know,
he forgave, but even he freed him.
He freed him as well.
Allah.
But look at, we find, if someone's done anything to us, we find a reason to punish them. And then take revenge.
Attitude? What is our attitude towards subordinates or people who are working under us, right? Maybe if we are the boss in any company or any organization, right? And how do we treat with other people? And this is the example, subhanAllah, of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. If they make mistake, right, we would tell them off, and we would say so many other things. Maybe some people, astaghfirullah, they also abuse them, right? Verbal abuses are said, and then physical abuses are also done to the people who are working with them or under them. But subhanAllah, what a beautiful example of forgiveness. Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and given how to treat people who are working with you or under you, if you are a boss, how to treat other people, right? This is the lesson what we learn from here.
That's right,
not only forgiving, but subhanAllah, to next level, just also even freedom. What a great personality, subhanAllah. Anything else would you like to share at the end? We've got a few couple of minutes.
Just to conclude, the message that This is a great personality. Obviously, we have gone through only one or two, the you know, the characteristics, the attributes, yes. And then the time is finished. But alhamdulillah, he has so many different features. So obviously, the message is that we should be, like the Prophet ﷺ said as well, that we should be loving the Ahlul Bayt. We should be, and the love in that side, that we will follow in their footsteps. So the way they were generous, the way they were forgiven, the way they used to do the worship as well, we should be following their footsteps, sure. And spending and our life according to their the way they spend their lives as well. Sure. So this is the message we should be learning as well from all of those different characteristics and attributes we have discussed from the life of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and Mubarak life and legacy, what we were discussing today in this very episode of Lives of the Companions. What a great personality ever graced the face of this earth. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Imam Hassan, a personality, Allahu Akbar, who was given the name by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, who was given adhan by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in his ear. The very first thing what he heard was the words of adhan by the tongue of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and who was loved by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. How much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam loved them, and he would prolong his sujood in love of these ahsanani kareemin. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did not demand anything against giving the tabligh of risala, right, propagating the religion of Islam according to Quran, right, but the love of the qarabat, the love of the mawaddat, subhanallah, and love of the family of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is demand in Quran. The love of the family of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is, subhanallah, love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has been established, and love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should love the Ahlul Bayt, we should teach the love of Ahlul Bayt to our children, and that is what is the reason why we bring these programs. We can love Sahaba Ikram, we can love Ahlul Bayt. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode next week, inshallah, same time, same channel, and I hope next time we'll be talking about Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum. Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum.